Patience and kindness are but two facets of love that identifies us as true Christians. Brother Richard Guy from the Peace River Congregation, who also serves as a substitute circuit overseer, will now consider the next part of this symposium, Have Love Amongst Yourselves, Avoid Jealousy and Bragging.
Jealousy. It's described in the Bible as rottenness to the bones. So how is it that Jehovah can be jealous? It's because the Hebrew term for jealousy can also be translated exacting exclusive devotion. And Jehovah does insist on exclusive devotion. Because devotion to his laws and his sovereignty is essential to the peace of all his creation. Jehovah is not jealous in the sense of envying the success of others. Does Jehovah brag? Again, the answer is no. He may describe his acts, but he certainly does not brag about his abilities. Much of the power and wisdom in Jehovah's creative works, he does not speak of. He's left it for man to search out and discover. For example, a beautiful starry sky. What we see with our eyes is only a small fraction of what's there. It's only by study that we begin to see the size of the universe, or the great power generated by the sun and the stars. It's only by study that we begin to discern the immense wisdom behind the one who created these things. And unlike men who put their name on their products, Jehovah does not. Do you have a YHWH birthmark? No. And why not? Well, Jehovah does not put his sign on anyone, but he certainly could program DNA so that each living thing be inscribed with a tetragrammaton. Jehovah could make it so that every sunset would beam his name across the sky. But he doesn't. And why? It's because Jehovah is never envious and he does not brag. Jesus too set a pattern for us in this. Jesus is not jealous. His Father has a superior position. Jesus has done everything he can to support his Father in his position. Jesus did not brag. And you think of it, of all people, he has something to brag about. He's God's Son. By means of Jesus, all things came into existence. And Jesus is the archangel, which means he ranks above all other angels. And yet, how often would Jesus speak about his status and his privileges? Rarely. He generally referred to himself as the Son of Man. And in that way, he could keep the focus on his Father. If you'd like to take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 12, we can see an example of where Jesus made special effort to avoid undue publicity or even the appearance that he was bragging. Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 19. This is what happened after Jesus cured a man on the Sabbath. That's Matthew chapter 12, verses 15 through 19. Having come to know this, Jesus departed from there. Many also followed him, and he cured them all. But he sternly ordered them not to make him known, in order to fulfill what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, who said, Look, my servant whom I chose, my beloved, whom I have approved, I will put my spirit upon him, and what justice is he will make clear to the nations. He will not quarrel nor cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the main streets. In verse 15, it said that many also followed him. Well, boasters, they love attention. And it said there that he cured them all, so he had something to boast about. But notice again, verse 16, he sternly ordered them not to make him known. Jesus did not seek publicity. The prophecy said that the Messiah would not cry aloud, nor would anyone hear his voice in the main streets. And so this meant that Jesus would not advertise himself or cause a sensation to have his name magnified. Jesus did not brag. To imitate Jehovah and Jesus, we need to fight envy and improper jealousy, because these are the works of the flesh. And bragging, we need to see it for what it does. It detracts glory from Jehovah. Any talents and abilities that we have are from Jehovah. And yet, bragging isn't saying that. Bragging is saying, look what I have done. The solution to avoid bragging is love for others. Recall Jesus said to have love among yourselves, so especially would we want to avoid alienating or discouraging our Christian brothers and sisters by bragging. And the truth is, even subtle bragging can be detected. And what does it accomplish? Nothing good. It dishonors Jehovah, his son, and the one bragging. In the video that follows, note how one brother's conversation escalates from a subtle form of bragging to outright boasting.
Bill.
Carl, how are you?
Good. How are you feeling?
Good.
Awesome. Alex.
Hey.
I didn't get a chance to tell you last week, but that was a really nice job you did on your talk.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, thanks, guys. Believe me, I've been so busy, it was hard to make time to prepare it.
Oh, tell me about it. I think the whole congregation has had a lot going on lately.
Yeah, it has.
That's true, but I think I've been extra busy.
Why? What's going on?
You're not sick, are you?
No, it's nothing like that. It's all this theocratic stuff. Pioneering, congregation duties, and other things. Like this Saturday, I need to be at the Kingdom Hall all afternoon.
Saturday here? Why?
Wait a second, I see where this is going. Isn't there a circuit assembly rehearsal here on Saturday?
Oh yeah, that's right. So you're on the program.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say.
Well, you just did. So what is it? You're in a demonstration, a interview. You can't just leave us hanging.
Okay. Well, it's not just an interview. It's an interview with a reenactment. And then they're going to ask me questions at the end. I'm actually on stage for most of the part. Come to think of it, guys, I am the part.
You are the part? You sure you're not stretching that a little bit?
No, I don't think I am. Okay, Brother Jones' part is 10 minutes. I'm up there for 6. That's more than half the part. Anyway, so let me tell you how it's supposed to go. They're going to ask me about this time I did this amazing job out in field service. I walk up to the door. Of course, I ring the bell. But what happens? It doesn't work. I knock louder than any man ever.
Alex is such a loving brother. Is that what you're thinking? Well, probably not. His boasting was obvious. He irritated his brothers. And did you detect towards the beginning how he maneuvered the conversation toward himself and his privileges? If he could do it over again, how might Alex manage this conversation so as to imitate Jesus? Let's watch, and remember, he still has an assembly rehearsal for Saturday.
Bill.
Carl, how are you?
Good, how are you feeling?
Good.
Awesome. Alex.
Hey.
I didn't get a chance to tell you last week, but that was a really nice job you did on your talk.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, tell me about it. I think the whole congregation has had a lot going on lately.
Yeah, it has.
You both would know. Aren't you both auxiliary pioneering? How's that going?
It's going. Actually, yesterday I was able to show one of our JW.org videos with a man. He said I can come back this Saturday. I think he might even agree to a study. You want to come with me, Alex?
You know, I'm sorry I'm going to be tied up for most of this Saturday, but maybe Bill can come with.
How about it, Bill?
Sure. I have a call to make, too. Maybe we can do both calls together.
All right, deal.
So, Bill, you got a good call, too. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. Well, I met a man.
Mm-hmm. Alex is such a loving brother. Wouldn't you agree? He not only avoided bragging, but he showed interest in others. Conversation is like a camera. With it, we can turn the focus on ourselves, or we can turn the focus on others. Which would please Jehovah? Which picture can you imagine Jesus wanting to be in? A self-portrait or a group photo? May we, in imitation of Jehovah and Jesus, avoid jealousy and bragging.